Please welcome Biba Pickles.
Is this short enough? Oh, I hope I don't ramble with this story. Try again. I interpreted it for me as like how bad last year was. Last year, I felt like I finally like worked for everything that I wanted. I had an executive position at a radio station, and I helped run a warehouse that I booked concerts in, and that's all I wanted, and I got it all through perseverance and work, and I was really happy about that. And I also had a boyfriend, and him and I like made a deal with each other that after my 30th birthday we would get married, and so everything was going pretty well for me. And then on April 1st of last year, all of that just washed away, and that really sucked, but luckily I can find some kind of humor or entertainment value as I'm here talking about it right now. First, what happened was the city changed the zoning on my warehouse and didn't notify me until they like sent cops to one of my shows. And I was like, you know, I wasn't notified of this. And they said, oh, well, that's our mistake. I'm sorry, but you have to shut everything down immediately by April 1st or else we'll fine you. But we won't fine you since we didn't notify you. So I was devastated. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, this is what I do for a living. I put on concerts. And so I kind of let that go. And so by April 1st, I was like, okay, we shut down. My last show was the day before. And then the day before, I get an email saying that I need to attend some meeting, that there's some kind of issue within the radio station. So I come to this meeting, and I didn't know what to expect. And I was devastated because I was fired from my position at the radio station. And it was terrible. You know, they're bringing up all these things that I didn't even do, and they didn't have proof of it. And so the official reason, since they didn't have evidence, was, it's just funny, for saying poop on the radio and for saying glory hole on the radio, despite the fact that my contract said nothing about saying these words on the radio. So that's great. I'm like, all right, I'm looking over this contract. I cannot say those words. Oh, yeah, but there's secret things in the contract that we can add without you knowing. All right. So I'm like, well, at least I still have my happy personal life and home life. But then my boyfriend grew distant and left me unexpectedly. And the reason was that his family disapproved of me for being of a lower class, because I come from a poor family and I'm still pretty poor. And also his mother not approving of me having mental disorders. And I'm like, well, everybody has anxiety, and, you know, maybe some people have bipolar disorder, but she really didn't want her son to be with a woman who is crazy and poor. So he left me. So last year was horrid in that way, and I spent 8 months not knowing how to recover, and I didn't know where I was going to go or what I was going to do, because everything that I had grown very comfortable with, I didn't have anymore. And so I tried to get back up on my feet, and it was a long 8 months. But before long, I got a job as a booking manager at an art gallery, and I started to have concerts there. And I really felt like I was getting back up on the horse. I'm like, well, I tried and I succeeded, but then the art gallery closed because somebody told the city, like, they don't have permits. I was like, no, I'm working on it. And so it closed and my boss moved away. But I tried again. And even though I haven't dated anybody since my last ex, I feel pretty secure being single. And even though I never like really recovered from being fired. I have plenty of other projects in my life that I put work into. I became a stand-up comedian. I joined an improv group. I tried everything to like get back on my feet to vent and do artistic things and not just be lazy. And I have found a few places that will put up with my musical events. And so I do those things there. And I realized I put on so many events for other people, but I don't really do any music, so I joined a band. And so I like to think that if those bad things hadn't happened, I wouldn't have the initiative to go and do other things that I had interest in. I would have been totally okay with just keeping on with the same old stuff. If I hadn't been booted out, I wouldn't have put in any work on anything else. And so now that I do these things, I realize those are a result of these bad things. And I'm completely happy with what I have now. And so that's how I interpreted try and try again. Thank you.